Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Our 24th Home by Tammy Lamden, Tennessee, USA. In March 1975, my mother brought my younger sister and me back to our small hometown in Middle Tennessee. We had left it behind just 3 weeks earlier for a better life near Indianapolis. My aunt lived there and had intended to give us a fresh start. For whatever reason, the gold wasn't at the end of that rainbow, as usual. Sissy and I were used to moving. We moved 23 times before I was 18. Altogether, I attended 19 schools in 4 states, but at 13 and 11 years of age, we were tired of being the new kids in town. Until we found a place to live, we stayed in a motel on the western edge of town, quickly depleting our meager cash reserves. My mom finally found a rental for $80 a month, and it was in the landlord's backyard, probably no more than 700 square feet. It was small, but Sissy and I thought it was a palace. We settled in quickly. The house had a huge front yard with green apple trees serving a buffet of fall and fruit for rabbits in the dawn. We made friends with kids from the neighborhood, playing under the streetlight late into summer evenings. Life was great that first summer. Mr. Hendricks, the landlord, kept the lawn mowed and the house well maintained. Come October, my mother lost her job. November rent went unpaid as December's. Sissy and I prepared ourselves for the inevitable. We knew we would soon be moving again. It had been too good to last. The first day of our Christmas break from school, Mrs. Hendricks knocked at the front door. Mom was out, so I answered the door. I had received eviction notices before, so I knew what to expect. I might as well face the music. Mrs. Hendricks held out a box to me, smiling, and she said, "I thought you girls might enjoy some bread. I bake it every Christmas for my friends." Unprepared for such generosity, I managed a mumbled thanks. After I closed the door, Sissy and I dug through the box of goodies. There were several loaves of yeast breads, jams and candy, and new socks and gloves for all three of us. No eviction notice to be found. That was the first of many kindnesses Mrs. Hendricks bestowed upon us. Mom never got caught up on the rent, and I left home in the spring of 1980. When I left home in the spring of 1980, it was entirely probable that we were years behind. We should have been evicted many times over. Instead, we lived more than 5 years in our 24th home. The homemade bread was delicious, but the Hendrickses gave Sissy and me something we had never known in our young lives: stability, roots, and the comfort of belonging to a neighborhood.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.